And welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin.
All right, Doug. This is your chance to finish strong. Make sure we look good before the weekend.
Boy. Okay. So we asked for some questions this week, and we got a couple, a lot from Link. But we'll just go through some of these. First question comes from James E27Boy, and wants to know, what type of questions do y'all want?
Anything. We have said this many times. It doesn't matter what type of question you want. If you're listening to the show, if you want a silly answer to a silly question, we'll give you that. If you want love advice, we'll give you that. Are we qualified? No, but we could still give you advice. If you have like you're trying to figure out what to eat for dinner, we'll help you with that. Mm-hmm. Anything gaming related. Pretty much anything you want, we'll do it. So just send them in. Just send in your questions.
Okay. No foot stuff.
Always foot stuff. You're guaranteed to get foot stuff because you said no foot stuff.
Yeah, here we go.
Kev has a big foot stuff kind of thing going on. Fetish. No.
IQ wants to know, how much money would it take for you guys to never eat chicken at all? That also includes foods that contain chicken.
Oh, fuck off.
He says, I personally, or I'd say he, I don't know, I'm assuming it's a he, but I personally wouldn't take any amount of money. Sorry, hiccups. It would take a lot of money, mm-hmm. I think.
We're talking millions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean.
Wait.
I'm going to do the Daniel answer. It was like, when's rent due? What's my bank account look like at that moment?
How much are you willing to pay off my mortgage? I guess chicken's good, but I admit that I could probably eat more turkey because turkey is more lean and it's better for you.
I like steak.
Yeah,
I like pork. Steak. Like there are other options, pork. And like yeah, if I'm like, oh man, but I really like my chicken fajitas or whatever. Okay, then I'm just gonna start making fucking barbacoa and, mm-hmm. and whatever instead, right? Like I'm just okay. I'll figure it out. I'll work around it.
Yep, and as much as I like chicken nuggies and all that, okay, I'm fine without them.
Yeah,
man. What about you, Kev?
I don't know, man. What's chicken and waffles without chicken? It's just waffles.
Steak and waffles. You'll get used to it.
Like in chicken tendies. You can't say pork tendies. That doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't. But you can also, he didn't say you couldn't eat the fake chicken that people have come up with. And
just get those the veggie ones. The unbelievable.
I can't believe it's not chicken.
Impossible chicken.
Yeah.
Impossible chicken.
There you go. You have an alternative.
I mean, still turkey is still an option.
Dry as fuck, man.
Yeah, but you throw that in a deep fryer, and Gerald will tell you because he deep fries his fucking turkey every Thanksgiving.
Yes, and it is fucking mind blowing.
Well,
never had. So.
Oh, Kev, you're missing out, man.
I want it so bad in my mouth.
So I'm just saying there, you know, it's dry, but yeah, you deep fry that bitch. It ain't no more. Mm-mm. It's going to absorb all the fucking oil.
Shit is wild.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to sub out your protein, but yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
Yeah. I think out of all of
money, it would be in the millions.
I think out of all the meats, that would be that'd be the toughest one to get rid of. Cause you know, again, like the same thing, like I can do without steak. I can do without pork. Like it was whatever. Yeah. But
I'm telling you right now,
I probably do eat more chicken than
anything.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I do.
Kev, I guarantee you, someone walks up to you with a briefcase with $500,000 and says, "Tax free. No one has to know about it. Here's $500,000. Just can't eat chicken anymore. If you eat chicken, the money disappears." But here's $500,000. Will you stop eating chicken? guaranteed you'd be like, I guess I could go without chicken.
But what if I spent the $500,000 and then started
all the
eating
shit
chicken?
That all the shit that you bought disappears.
See, that's a bad fine print.
No, it's
yeah, because what if you don't clear. Know? What if like, yeah, you go somewhere and someone hands you like a dude, hey, dude, check out this egg roll's delicious, and you thinking, oh, it's just a pork egg roll. It turns out it's a chicken egg roll. Like, that's not fair.
And then my wife disappears.
Wait, why is she? She made of chicken?
I bought my wife.
He upgraded. He went, that's rude to your wife. I don't mean it like that. But like, yeah, went online and bought a mail order bride from Russia.
Yeah. I mean, listen, man. That them is the bricks. All you got to do is avoid chicken. Now, okay. There's a stipulation in the contract that states like if you are force fed or like tricked into it, then it's an escape clause thing. But if you're willingly like trying to beat the system, then of course you lose it all. But $500,000, I bet you would say goodbye to chicken.
No.
No?
I $500,000 still, like it's
now, if it's in front of you.
Especially in
face.
Today's economy, it's a drop in the bucket. Come on, people got some money, throw it out there.
Kev, everything changes when it's in front of your face.
That's true.
And when it's in front of your face and you're like, oh my God, I could pay off my house. I could pay off the cars. I could
buy a new house.
I could pay off the cars. See, now that right there, that whole logic is what gets lotto winners into trouble. And that's how they lose it all. That what you just said right now, $500,000, I could buy a new house. And then it's completely gone.
That's what I do. I buy a $1 million car. It's fastest car ever.
I got a fast car. All right, next question.
Next question comes from Link, who wants to know, which side of a PBJ goes up when you bite it? I don't think I've ever put any thought into it.
Yeah, same.
I have.
That's a
peanut butter. Peanut butter is always on the bottom piece, and then the jelly is always on the top piece.
I see that.
And the peanut butter's for some reason always on the bottom when I make mine.
The weight?
I don't know. Maybe. But yeah. Mm.
I don't think I've ever put any thought into it.
I don't think I have either.
I did get these new. We went to Trader Joe's this weekend, and we have these like. You know those cheese and cracker sticks that you used to get as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they made PBJ ones, but it's a roller, and the roller is like a crispy snack with peanut butter on the inside, and then you dip it into raspberry jelly.
That's delicious.
Mm-hmm. I haven't tried them yet, but I'm very excited to.
Nice.
Okay. Do you wipe the knife off after using either peanut butter or jelly, or are you the savage that just sticks it unwashed into each jar?
I wipe
it off.
I do peanut butter first,
mm-hmm.
and then I will use the edge of the
edge of the
bread to wipe it off, and then I'll put it there in the jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also asks, what's more disturbing, people who have zero awareness of their body odor, people who get too close when they talk, or people who ask questions online that they could easily find an answer for
if they just Google online? I will say I'll put them in order. Number three is the online question when I can give a shit. Like, they're dumb, but it doesn't bother me. Number two, people who talk, who come to invade my space. And then number one, body odor. Like, how I can stand somebody who stands next to me and is like, I can back up and I can like try to avoid that. But BO, oh my God, it'll make me vomit. Like, it's so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm going with that.
Yeah. BO all the way. As a concert goer and a wrestling fan, man, please wash your body before you go out in public, man. You're going to be very close to people, even in a social distancing environment. You're still close enough to smell that ass, and I really don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I agree. There are some people. We used to have like a student worker who was a bigger fella, mm-hmm. and I would say like he had like there are like conditions where, you know, like doesn't matter how much you shower or whatever, you're just gonna smell. But like, yeah, he always had like that faint BO kind of smell. And even though, you know, he lived in an apartment like right across the street, he'd come in and his hair would still be wet. Like he just got out of the shower and stuff. And it would like within an hour, he would smell like BO again just because of like whatever was in his, you know. So that's why I feel like I feel mean about that one, because there's like some people just can't fucking help it. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. they're aware, but like, but also they can't do any, you know, they can't do anything about it. And I guess the question is they're unaware. But at the same time, like he didn't notice because that was just him, you know, like he'd been around it for so long. So I don't know. So that one, it's tough because it feels like it's being like, I don't know everyone's conditions either at home. Like maybe they're too poor. Mm-hmm. My coworkers talk about a guy they used to work with who, at a different place that they, his family was poor and his family made soap to save money. Mm-hmm. And then the dude always fucking reeked.
But he like, didn't he just, use it.
No, he did, but it didn't. It wasn't like our scented soaps that people use. So yeah, he was washing himself, but it wasn't like washing away the stank.
Which is strange, because soap in like even if it's unscented should get rid of the stank.
Also like wash their clothes and stuff too. Like they just use stuff, you know, so it wouldn't like, you know, again like odor. Yeah, that's why a lot of your detergents and stuff have like odor killer things in it, you know. So yeah, you know, but that was because his family was poor and that's just what they did to save money. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's why to me, that one feels like it's tough. Cause it's like, disgusting. I hate going to conventions and walking past somebody with like, they're like fucking walking past Pigpen with a cloud of just stank near them. But I don't know. I also at the same time don't want people up in my face, back up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People that don't have like personal space. Cause like typically those people smell too.
Yeah. that's a good assessment.
Yeah. Okay. If you could live through an experience you've played in a video game, show, or film, what would it be and why? Like, if you could live through the siege at Minas Tirith, oh, fuck that. I don't want to live through that. I would die. But Barroom Blitz, right?
I was gonna say, go back to Silent Hill.
If we could live through it and actually survive.
Hmm. I've never died. I've only got knocked out once, but I got revived. I never died. I just got like pinned. I didn't get revived. I think I just got pinned by one of those stupid spitter zombies that like pins you in place
and then runs away. Gotcha. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Little bitch. God, the fuckers. <They're> like, bye.
God, I don't know. I would instantly go to like a Mass Effect kind of thing.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the same thing.
But I don't know. Maybe even doing the chase scene in the newest Uncharted game.
On the hill?
Down the hill with the car and everything.
And the motorcycle?
Yeah, man.
That was cool.
I mean, that'd be an experience, right?
It'd be something.
I mean, if you could survive through it, like if you're guaranteed to like, oh, you could die. Well, then
So like my theory is like, if you know, like you would, because you do in the game, right? Like, right. So that's the like, you're, it's kind of the guarantee, because you're going to experience what would happen in those situations. Yeah. Like,
then that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah. As long as I'm not living the experience of one of the drivers of like another car that gets hit by the tank thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Let's see, maybe we do one more time
for one more. Kev, did you have an answer?
I was going to say with Mass Effect, but it was going to be a real simple scene.
One of the like love the scenes.
Yes. These calves rubbing. No, the scene in Mass Effect 3, it was DLC. And it was like the final night everyone hung out before the final battle. So like, it was like everyone was still alive and everyone was just kind of like partying.
Spoilers.
It was a real fan service moment. So I just want to hang out with Garrus.
Oh my God, Kev, you're so wholesome. Like anything that you could pick out, and you pick out just a fucking like a little like a get together.
Yeah. Good times before bad.
Yeah, and you're like, that part where you romance Miranda and you better, like, that's my fucking choice.
That was my. No, I got stuck with Caden, unfortunately. I didn't choose him. Damn, no. You connect.
And then our final question, it's a spooky question. Comes from June Lovebat. They want to know, if you had to face off with a monster or famous movie slasher, who would you choose? Examples, Wolfman, Dracula, zombies, Jason, Freddy, etc. Face off. The only one that I feel like I have a chance with are zombies.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. If I could get turned into a vampire, then Dracula. But if he's just going to eat me, then no. But I feel like he would meet me and be like, oh, this is a homie right here. And then he's like, this is someone I want to hang out with for eternity. And then we become best friends.
And you move into a house on Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. This fucking guy.
Zombies. That's my choice. Just because, again, that's the one I know I'm going to get out of.
Yeah, I mean that's
have a chance to get out of.
Yeah,
I feel like the leprechaun, but then I don't know. He's magical, isn't he?
Yeah, man.
Say you could just kind of punt him. Like it's
he'll fuck your shit up.
He will fuck your shit up.
Yeah, see, like there's no win in this. There's really, I mean, zombies would be the closest thing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, everyone else is just OP from my old weathered body.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess that's it.
That's it.
That's it for the week. Also, we wanted to say, have a happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, everybody.
Be safe. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.